Cases, eh? More and more cases. That's worrying. Hi, welcome back to the kitchen. I don't know when the cases will drop, but it was inevitable, right? Once we open up the country, you're going to see the cases go up. We are talking about, what, 800 new cases? 500 new cases a day, that kind of thing. Fortunately, because we're all vaccinated, most of us, 81% and above, the number of people who have been seriously ill from it has gone down tremendously. So that's a relief. But those who are not vaccinated, the number of cases in hospital proportionate to the number of people who are not vaccinated out there, yeah, that's not good. I don't know how to go about it. Part of me wants to return to normality, go out there, watch a movie, you know, eat out, whatever, meet friends. I mean, even with the existing restrictions in place, we still can do that, right? But the other part of me is going, well, we should kind of maybe hold back a little bit for the next few weeks and let this thing die down. I don't know how long we can avoid getting infected. I think there will come a point where hopefully we have neutralized the most terrible effects of COVID-19 with vaccination so that we don't have seriously ill people, and then getting COVID will not be as scary as it is right now. But yeah. You know, tapping on the brakes a little bit, I think, probably a good idea. I did go to see a movie with the wife. We watched Dune, which was finally a proper remake of the book. They rebooted, you know, the original movie with Sting in it. And Patrick Stewart. That was a slow-moving, not a very good adaptation of the book. I mean, some people liked it, but it wasn't great. But the current one is, oh, so much better. My only complaint about the current Dune is that it's part one, so you're going to end up with a cliffhanger. Okay? Just be prepared. And I think there's no announcement yet as of now, as I'm recording this, whether there'll be a part two, because, you know, they're going to see how it does before, you know, they give the green light to film part two. Or you can just read the books, six of them, and then find out the story. But it's just, for someone who grew up reading the books, and I didn't read all of them, but I read the first few, and playing the game, and kind of watching the not-so-great movie, the first version, and playing the game, yeah, that, you know, a lot. It was a very popular real-time strategy game, and I have fond memories of it. I might even go and look it up now and see whether you can find a remastered version. But for those of us who grew up playing the game, especially, it was exciting to see this interpretation of the movie, of the books. My warning to you is, if you are not a science fiction fan, you may not appreciate it. It's a bit slow going still, but not as slow as the original movie that when it first came out. But it's definitely not a short movie. It's about almost 3 hours, and some parts of it, they take time to tell you the story. And the cinematography is gorgeous. Denis Villeneuve, I'm sorry, I'm just going to get that name wrong. But, you know, the casting was spot on, the costumes were lovely, the special effects have finally caught up, right, so that the vision of the director can be fulfilled. And I think they did a great job with this movie. You should go watch it. And I watched it in IMAX, which is, I think it was filmed for IMAX. And I'm sure you can probably find it streaming on HBO Max or whatever eventually, but it's really worth seeing in the cinema. And if you feel that it's safe to go out, by all means, you know, go to a vaccinated cinema screening and watch it there. The IMAX experience is there. I mean, it's just big and epic, and it's a big epic movie that should be seen on a big epic screen, is what I'm saying. Highly recommended for people who love the book and the game and who like science fiction. The battle scenes were pretty intense. But yeah, I think another thing that's kind of, I gotta warn you about is you might be confused. I had to explain a fair bit of the backstory to my wife after we finished watching it. But it's useful to know some of the background before you go in, I think. Otherwise, because it's a very complex story, you know, it's an epic, and for its time, groundbreaking. I mean, some of the themes that you see in Dune, it's sort of repeated in other movies eventually, but you might say, oh, that's a cliche, but no, I mean, it was very groundbreaking when it came out, the stories that were told. Science fiction during that time, that when Dune came out, were not like this. Did not have political intrigue. It was a bit more straightforward. But you know, Frank Herbert just did a great job. And them worms, man, you know, just giant worms. Who doesn't like giant worms? But yeah, we went out to see a movie, wife and I, and we even had dinner before the movie. We met up after work and ate at a sushi place in the same, you know, building. And it was one of those where you order something and then they have the dish that you ordered will show up on a separate express conveyor belt. Very fun. I did it in Japan before. That had a train theme. But this is my first time experiencing this particular style of conveyor belt sushi in Singapore. And it was a date night for the wife and I, so it was nice. It almost felt like we were overseas. I was telling her, you know, we're sitting here in this Japanese restaurant and there's almost nobody here because it's quieter weekday. And we're going to see an epic movie. I think it felt like an outing, lah. You know? We should do that more often. Yeah, I don't know whether we're going to go back to normal soon, but little by little, we try, like, you know, try to get some normality back, balancing the risks and trying to keep ourselves mentally grounded. Yeah, mental health is important, but also so is physical health. So I can see my children coping as well. I mean, some of them on holiday, Isaac's on holiday, or at least has no lessons at the moment. So I can't stop him going out, but I also tell him, like, you know, do it with some caution. Don't, like, go with a whole bunch of people. And don't, you know, once a day meet up with somebody, not like 20 people. I think he's quite sensible about it. Yeah, but young people are, you know, excited. They have energy and they want to go and meet friends. So the social aspect needs to be managed. But he's a sensible boy, so he listens to what I say. Yeah, and the youngest has exams, so she's not going out very much except for tuition. Some normality would be nice, yeah. But I just don't know how anyone can risk traveling right now, even though you have all the vaccinated lanes, traveled lanes. I don't know. I'm still debating whether I should just try it one of these days, but it's only Brunei and Germany, lah. Anywhere else you want to travel, can, elsewhere, you're going to get quarantined one way or another, over there or over here, wherever you're going, or both, right? I'm not sure if I want to spare that kind of time. But yeah, it would be nice to see a different scenery from here. I mean, it's what, we're in the second year of it already. Yeah.